Recorded at Jazz 88 Studio One, it's Jazz from NPS, hosted by Esther Swanson. Featuring music from the Southwest High School Jazz Band Combos, under the direction of Keith Liuzzi, with generous support from My Music Store in Golden Valley, and brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Hey y'all, this is Esther Swanson, and this is Jazz at NPS. I'm here with Southwest High School and PFF. In this group, we have Harrison Barber on guitar, Dan Culhane on bass, Kieran Dossel on drums, Noah Berenska on piano, Jack Jagelski on trumpet, Gerhardt Robinson on sax, Elliot Wong on sax, Nick Downheimer on trombone, Ben Lane on barry sax, and they're going to be beginning with John Coltrane's Blue Train. Back to Jazz at NPS, and we're here with PFF. So, you guys have never been on the radio before.
That's correct.
Having listened to some of your music, what are some of your musical inspirations?
I'd have to say my old band teacher, Mr. Mazik, and my current band teacher, Mr. Liuzzi.
I draw a lot of influence from the works of John Coltrane and Joshua Jones. Very good tenor saxophone players.
Well, I went to middle school with Jack and Ben, and I would say that the teacher there, Mike Mazik, is a very good influence on me.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Nick. Mr. Mazik was a great guy, and he taught me a lot about jazz.
Brilliant.
My musical inspiration, I guess, is my piano teacher, Doug Rode.
Brilliant. So we're going to be continuing with a song first recorded by Gene Austin in 1926, originally by Ray Henderson, Bye Bye Blackbird. Welcome back to Jazz at MPS. We are here with PFF from Southwest High School. So, you guys have never been here before, and this is kind of a new experience for you. You guys having fun for your first time?
Definitely.
Did you ever think that you would ever get to be on the radio for the first time?
You know, when first joining a jazz combo at, like, Southwest High School, I wasn't really expecting a lot. I thought more just, like, to get together with some guys and jam. But actually, it's been really cool to come here because it's a totally different experience than just rehearsing, you know, in a band room at Southwest. So it's, you know, it was a little bit surprising, but it was fun.
I know, it's like amazing how we've progressed.
Yeah, Mr. Liazzi asked for me to come in, and honestly, on the first day, I didn't think I'd last an hour, but I mean...
Here you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are pretty cool. How often a week do you guys practice?
We practice 2 times a week before school.
Very early, on Monday and Friday.
Very, very early.
Ooh. All right, so we're going to be continuing with Miles Davis, 1959, Freddy the Freeloader. This is Jazz at MPS, and let's go on with Miles Davis. Welcome back to Jazz at MPS. I just have to wonder, what does PFF stand for?
Well, it actually stands for Playing for Fun. When our group was initially organized, we had a lot of guys, and we still have a lot of guys, and so we weren't really organized into specific groups. We all just kind of thrown together, and so we didn't have a specific name. We kind of were just playing for fun. That's what we actually were doing. So the name has just kind of stuck since then.
Brilliant. Yeah, there's 9 guys in this room. Yeah.
And 2 more are missing.
And 2 more. And
yeah,
two
we actually,
more.
This isn't even our full group. We got a few guys off swimming, and so, yeah, we are a huge group.
Wow. So I heard before the show that someone else had said a different name. They had want me. Is there a story behind this?
We've had a few different name ideas. None of them really stuck. We've had some controversy about them. One of them, we have one of our players is named Elliot, and so we wanted to do Elliot and the Gang. But there hasn't been a whole lot of there hasn't been consent one way or the other. So we've just kind of stuck with PFF because we haven't been able to decide on one.
All right, so this is Jazz at MPS, and we're going to be continuing with Horace Silver, A Song for My Father. And this is a beautiful piece that he wrote for his dad after his dad died. Back to Jazz at MPS. This is Esther Swanson. I'm here with PFF from Southwest High School. That was Song for My Father. Now, before we continue, if you could play any instrument other than the ones you are playing now, what would it be?
I'm Noah. I'm the pianist for the group, and I would probably play guitar so I could do kind of an edge thing from U2. It'd be kind of cool.
I'm Harrison. I actually play guitar for the group. But if I didn't play guitar, I would either learn bagpipes or the sitar.
That's quite a combination there. Opposite sides of the world, all right?
Just a bit.
I'm Dan Culhane, and I'm really the bass player for the group. I've been playing bass for about 5 years now. But actually, if I couldn't play bass, I would play piano or organ, synthesizer, any kind of keyboard instrument, which I'm actually learning right now just because it makes a good songwriting tool. You can get a lot of different sounds from them. So.
That sounds really cool. Have you guys ever thought about teaching each other? Because Harrison plays guitar and Noah plays piano, and you could all teach each other how to. It could work.
It gets complicated when you're not, a teacher. That's why private lessons work well. Me and my brother, I have a twin who also plays piano, and we've tried teaching each other songs, and it is sometimes the hardest thing, especially when your brothers or friends. You know, it's not always easy to know what to teach them or how to teach it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So with that, we'd like to say adios to BFF, and thanks y'all very much. This is Jazz at MPS.
Continuing on with the second half of tonight's episode of Jazz at MPS, we are featuring a second band from Southwest High School, featuring Caroline Armstrong on clarinet, Will Kirkpatrick on trumpet, Ben Passy on trombone, Brenda Berg on tenor sax, Amy Mylock on piano, Cleo Kledrick on bass, and Alex Ryberg on drums. Let's get back to Esther Swanson with Jazz at MPS.
I am in the pit for Tommy, the upcoming spring musical. At Southwest High School, it's the rock opera by The Who.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
Sounds awesome. Yeah, it really does. Go ahead.
You should tell the audience what the dates are.
March 14th through the 24th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get there early because tickets sell out quick. It's a good show. It's a really good show. And if you want to know what I look like, I'll be selling concessions. Because what my voice sounds like on tape is not what I look like. I can promise you that. So please tell me someone else has life outside of school. Cleo.
There's not much to do when you get home. You're so tired from school, but I'm hoping to run track in the spring, and I read and draw.
Brilliant.
Well, besides Dixieland being my life, I play soccer for Minneapolis United. I'm the part-time goalie and midfielder, and yeah, go MU.
Brilliant. That was the rhythm section from this combo, and so that's Amy, Cleo, and Alex. So I think we're going to be continuing with the Basin Street Blues. The Basin Street Blues here on Jazz at MPS. So our two horn players here, no, there's four of you, but two of you, you must have some form of jazz inspiration and someone that you look to outside of the school boundaries.
Well, playing trombone, it's pretty fun, and I first started playing jazz when I was in sixth grade at my middle school jazz band. And I guess the person who really got me hyped about jazz was my middle school teacher, and he was a pretty big influence on having me play jazz. That teacher would be Mr. Michael Mazik, teaching for Lake Harriet Upper Campus.
Yeah, what do you do outside of school then?
Well, being 6'5 and only in my freshman year, I am kind of doomed to play basketball, but I enjoy basketball, and it's a pretty fun sport.
I'm Will. I like to ski downhill. My inspiration for jazz sounds strikingly similar to Ben over here. My sixth grade year, I went for the jazz. My teacher kind of inspired me, so Mr. Runke.
All right, we're going to end this out with a quick break. Thanks, y'all, very much. This is Jazz at MPS.